You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Angels received a promising outing from a pitcher that they're going to be relying a lot on this season, hopefully. So that's very encouraging. Let's talk to Maria Gardotto about all of that. I am Allison Footer. Maria, good stuff about Matt Shoemaker, who is coming back from just a really scary way to end a season last year, taking a ball to his head. So he had a nice outing against the Royals recently, and I guess that's Mike Scioscia sounded for Mike Scioscia very jubilant. He doesn't really get too high or too low on anything, but I would imagine that was really encouraging for him to see that.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that the Angels are really happy with how Matt Shoemaker has kind of bounced back. He obviously had to undergo emergency brain surgery when he suffered that scary injury to the head in September and had a skull fracture. And, now he seems perfectly normal. The only lasting vestige of that injury seems to be that scar that he has on the side of his head. But other than that, he said that he feels great. And, obviously the outing against the Royals the other day was really encouraging because the Angels are really going to need him to be a strong starter at the top of the rotation alongside Garrett Richards. So, yeah, I mean, definitely everything looks really promising on that end for him and the Angels.
Yeah, I mean, he was wearing the protection in the cap. They kind of introduced this contraption. I don't remember exactly when, maybe it was last season. And not a lot of guys had taken them up on it. Not a lot of pitchers want to wear it. They think it's uncomfortable. It might throw them off a little bit. So basically what it is a plate that's fitted into the cap. And I don't know if that's like the same thing that was sort of introduced in a more general way to the rest of baseball. But, I mean, it seems like just a logical thing to do, right? I mean, if you see this happen to like one guy, I mean, why wouldn't you want to put that in your cap?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like it's kind of interesting that that's kind of what it takes to get guys interested in this headgear is having to, unfortunately, go through that type of injury first. But, yeah, I mean, Matt Shoemaker has said he's been playing around with a couple of designs. The one that he's been wearing recently is kind of, like, as you said, a small, maybe like 6-inch carbon plate that they actually wear on the inside of their cap. And it actually only covers the right side of his head, which is where he got hit. He also has another design that's kind of like a U that's also like wrapped around the front of the head. And I think that those are probably two of the more less invasive designs that are out there. I mean, obviously there have been other caps that kind of have that halo on the outside, but I don't think he's played around with those yet. But, the main thing that he's always said is that he'll use one if he feels comfortable and he doesn't feel it during the game. And I think that with these two designs, he's kind of achieved that. But he's also left open the possibility of not wearing any headgear. So, there's also that. But I think on all of his outings so far, he has used protective headgear. So I don't know. That might suggest that he is leaning towards using one of those designs once the season comes.
Yeah, I mean, I did see one design. It is very, like, it looks funny. It almost looks like a chef's hat because it's so poofy. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm sorry. When it comes to protecting your head, I don't care. I wouldn't care what I look like. But some guys are more image conscious than others. Moving on to fifth starter competition. So there seem to be three guys that are gunning for one spot in that rotation. Has that sorted itself out at all? I know that Alex Meyer had a nice outing recently. Is that going to come down to the wire, you think?
I think it probably will. I think that at the beginning of the spring, I'm sure Jesse Chavez was kind of the front runner for that spot just because he has the most guaranteed money. He signed a one-year $5.75 million deal over the offseason, so that would kind of suggest that, that it was kind of his job to lose. Alex Meyer had kind of actually struggled, like, his first two outings, so it was kind of good to see him rebound from that and be strong in his most recent start. But, Mike Scioscia has already said that the Angels view him as a starter, so essentially if he doesn't crack the rotation, then he's going to open the season in AAA as a starter as opposed to looking out of the bullpen in the majors. So I think that I think Alex Meyer will probably have to string together, a few more good starts in order to really challenge Jesse Chavez for that role. But I also think that the Angels wouldn't really hesitate to move Chavez into the bullpen if Alex Meyer emerges as a strong candidate, just because Chavez has actually worked out of the bullpen before and he's shown that he can, do that with success. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's really going to come down to the wire. I mean, some other guys who could also be kind of in the mix are Yusmeiro Petit and Bud Norris. Petit has been away for the World Baseball Classic, so the Angels haven't seen as much as him. And then Bud Norris had, like, a nail thing that kind of slowed him down. But, he's a veteran guy who has experience in the major leagues. So they definitely have some options there. And I think that it probably will be a couple more weeks before that competition is kind of determined.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to the Angels, I would think that if I'm a pitcher who's gunning for a fifth starter spot, that I'm thinking, like, even if I don't make it and I have to start at AAA, like, the odds are that I'm going to be up at some point, because they, I mean, they have had so many problems. Even if, like, the guys that have been out, you know, had so many injury issues last year, I mean, there's, it's highly likely that something's going to happen to one of them, or, you know, you hope that it doesn't, but just trying to even come back, that there might be a DL stint with fatigue or something. I would think that a fifth starter candidate on this team would be, I don't know, feel pretty good about things.
Definitely. I mean, and they've also had another injury of sorts with Tyler Skaggs, who's projected to be in the rotation, but he had some shoulder weakness. So he got, you know, he got his last start got skipped, but I think he's starting Wednesday against the Giants, so he'll be back in the rotation. But, yeah, I mean, they're really kind of operating on very thin pitching depth. So, you know, chances are that one of those guys will eventually see time in the rotation, unfortunately, just because that's the way things tend to go in baseball, you know. You know, Garrett Richards is coming back from a damaged ulnar collateral ligament. He obviously ended with that, you know, kind of alternative stem cell therapy that actually worked for him. But, you know, there aren't a lot of guys who have kind of opted for that treatment. So it's going to be interesting to see if his, you know, how well his elbow holds up under that treatment. So that will be something definitely to watch for the entire year.
And last topic, J.C. Ramirez. So is he a possible – have they been stretching him out? I mean, he looked like he was tagged for the bullpen. What's going on with him?
Yeah, so the Angels claimed him off waivers from the Reds last year, and then he pitched pretty well for the Angels at the bullpen, you know, the second half. And the Angels liked his stuff enough that they decided that they would bring him into camp as a starter. He actually hasn't been a starter since, you know, he was in the minor leagues in 2011 or so. So it's been a while since he's kind of done that role. But, you know, he's introduced a curveball into his arsenal to go along with his fastball and slider. And, you know, he showed some mixed results. You know, in his most recent start, he gave up a 3-run homer in the first inning, then retired the next 9 batters in a row, and then gave up another solo home run. So, you know, he definitely has shown potential to be successful in that role, and I think that the Angels are willing to kind of go along with his experiment with the hope that he'll be able to you know, be a potential starting option for them in case of injury. But I think, yeah, since he's out of options, he's probably going to be ticketed for the bullpen. But, you know, he could also be kind of a, you know, multi-inning reliever out of there, or even potentially move into the rotation if need be. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's all about just bolstering their pitching depth and giving themselves more options of flexibility with their staff.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the time of year where things start to sort of work themselves out. The picture becomes a little bit clearer, and it seems like even with the Angels, all their issues, even they seem to be figuring some things out. So, okay, Maria, good stuff. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.